morning. Today is Monday, March 14th, 74th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Mr. Eagles. What are you looking at?
Hey, good morning.
I got the day right.
That March 14th, time is flying when you're having fun. And we're having fun, and we're fun to... More fun than anything first
That's
day.
Why you brought him along, huh?
You know...
To help you and your pros.
Actually, I needed a little bit of help with the new daylight savings time and my adjustment. And I knew that ahead of time. So that's why I brought my partner, John.
Okay. As contrasted to those of us who it's been just a pleasant surprise this morning.
That's right.
I wonder how many people do somehow miss it and show up an hour late.
Yeah.
Legit. Not using the excuse, but legit.
Yeah. I'm sure it happens all over the place.
What time is it?
Yeah. Now, are we supposed to say it's, what was it? It's something time? You know, everybody, was it a TV show or a radio show? Like Milton Berle? What time, kiddies, what time is it?
It's howdy doody time.
Howdy doody, see, you know, those of us who are younger don't remember just portions of that.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. So, Gary, you brought John along.
I did.
As your navigator?
No, well, he's helping me manage the day. Okay. So I get to places on time. But we have some exciting things to share with you today on the horizon.
Fair enough. We're going to go with a Danish proverb. That might be a little apropos here.
It could be.
Okay. Nearest the king, nearest the gallows.
Wow. Wow. John just got up and left.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're kind of scrambling yourself there.
Good Lord. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So what's the good news, gentlemen?
Hey, listen, you know, you and I have talked in earlier shows about the transition with career tech education out there. And, you know, we're watching the presidential campaign with the art of the deal, Mr. Trump, and all sorts of conversations. Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, the county office has its own Wheeler dealer. And that's John Sapper. And I brought John here today because...
Is this a declaration show also?
He's going to be running for president too. No, John and I are here today to talk about a brand new career take opportunity that reflects some real strong creativity, some wonderful partnerships in the community, serving our community school students and as others. And John has been working behind the scenes to put all these pieces together, and the public is going to love it.
And we'll hear from John when we come back. KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Gary Eagles and John Sapper from the Humboldt County Office of Ed. Hi, John.
Well, good morning.
He speaks. Okay. So career tech or vocational ed, or some of us still are back in the old rut, HROP.
Yep.
This concept really isn't anything that's new. It's kind of almost just been reinvented, hasn't it?
Well, first of all, thank you for that introduction. After that introduction, I was wondering if I should look for the gallows, but I wasn't quite sure on that. But
well, I didn't give you the disclaimer either from the comment.
No, as you mentioned, Brian, career technical education has been with us for generations. But yes, the game has changed over time, and we're going through one of those changes right now. Where, based on some of the directions from Sacramento, it it's going to require, especially in rural areas, it's going to require folks to work ever more closely together with education and the business community, other partners, in order to pull these programs off to provide quality skill training for our young folks here in the community.
So it's just forcing the two to talk to each other, to play in the sandbox, so to speak.
Yeah, well, this community, and especially the business community, has always been very supportive of career tech ed in a variety of ways, and they've stepped up and worked closely with education. But there's a new, I guess, push, as you say, that's going to be needed if we're going to keep the balls floating here.
Now, I would think, guys, that if we were in a laboratory setting and we had the scenarios of what we have today out there as the basic precepts, is that vocational ed would be in electronics, would be in computers. That would be the automation, things of that nature that would really be hands-on, would be business application, wouldn't be theoretical. It would be getting in and doing and designing and creating now. Why hasn't that scenario come to fruition? Why is it the advanced degrees and the computer sciences kind of went through the UC system rather than through a vocational educational approach?
Yeah. Well, I think to some degree that it has. I think you look at how career tech ed or vocational ed has changed over time, and many of those trades and disciplines have become more, quote, academic, if you will, a very high degree of skill required, where that was not the case 20, 30 years ago. And a lot of it is based on the changes in technology, the computerization, et cetera, et cetera. So, I would argue that many of those disciplines have incorporated some of those academic skill areas now.
Is it being taught or developed or created? The woodworking, okay. You know, you got the CAD programs and all that kind of stuff, and that's, you know, helps to overcome my native shortcomings, like intelligence, coordination, things like that that kind of help to make things square. Is computer technology a key component to all of the career ed or vocational ed programs? Because, you know, in the past, it was a guy who couldn't figure out 1 + 1 = 2 that would go off into fill in the blank HROP program. Now it's, I don't think you can hide.
Well, I think I would agree, Brian, that I have a hard time identifying a career program that doesn't involve some sort of computerized technology behind it. Even the one that we're going to talk about today that's on the horizon that we'll be launching, which is a very highly specialized hydroponics program. And we'll get into what that detail looks like in terms.
Does it involve $100 pieces of shearing?
Yeah,
equipment?
No.
Good.
No.
Okay.
Then
we can continue.
Yes. Yes. No. This is the latest in terms of technology on how to grow food, how to be environmentally responsive. Certainly to certain things like drought conditions. But going back to the whole idea of career tech is not only the business partnership that John talked about, it's giving kids the hands-on opportunity to learn by doing. It's involving academics as well as the career tech, because that's another component. We're viewing, for example, this program that involves some very sophisticated growing operations, again, having the technology, but we're going to be talking about the math and the science of it. We're going to be talking about the chemistry and the botany of these things, as well as the idea of growing food products for distribution. So we've got entrepreneurship activities associated with it. That's the difference between today's career tech education and previous vocational education. It is more rich. There's greater depth and breadth.
If somebody applies themselves, is it a shortcut? Do they need a college education? Or, I mean, it kind of sounds like you guys are getting sophisticated enough. It's either a JC or it's a four-year.
Yeah.
Does it preclude the need to go forth? Or is it a nice option for those kids who may not be inclined?
You look at most of the work that's out there now, and it does confirm that there's some education or training needed beyond high school. Might not be a 4-year degree, but in fact, the last numbers I think is almost 70% of the occupations out there need some education and training beyond high school. This program that we're talking about here, we'll go into detail in a few minutes, has options.
It's 8:30.
What we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Gary Eagles and John Sapper from the Office of Ed. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. John, before the break, you said hydroponics, and I'm sure a lot of people suddenly perked up in hearing that magic word because we've heard it in different applications. I think the first one I heard was tomatoes. You go, really? You can grow tomatoes without having any dirt? Obviously, yeah, you can. And the industry has evolved and grown, driven primarily by our illegal industry, I'm sure. But the technology is far more advanced now than what it used to be, kind of like solar panels. So when you said hydroponics, do you want to fill in the definition there, sir, before people well, are sure. thinking what our kids are going to be learning in our public education model?
I'm sure that got a lot of people's attention when they said that. But I also mentioned, Brian, that the importance of having strong partnerships with local business and industry in the career tech ed areas now. And I'm very pleased to say that we've been having conversations with American Hydroponics, American Hydro, and Arcata, very successful hydroponics company that is not involved in – in fact, they have very few, if almost no, local customers. Most of their customers are national and international, and they are in the commercial size greenhouses involved with food production. And they approached us, and they had some classroom size, small models for instruction. And I quickly went and said, well, wait a minute here. Why don't we look at a larger scale similar to your products that you provide across the globe and engage our young folks in some hands-on career tech programs involved with hydroponics.
So do they have their technology, their management, their business system here, or do they also manufacture the product here?
They manufacture, and this is their headquarters in Arcata. And as I said, they have their customers are across this country and internationally. And the partnerships that we're putting together right now, in addition to American Hydroponics, we're looking at a site at Redwood Acres with their ag programs. And they're, as you know, have a lot of food-related entrepreneurial efforts. And we're looking at a commercial size 30 by 96 foot greenhouse that can produce leafy greens, can produce vine crops, the greens such as basil and spinaches and all the lettuces and kale and chard and
kale.
Herbs and the stuff. Yeah,
kale, really?
Kale is excellent. Yeah. Yeah, I'll fix you someday.
Oh, boy, nothing like a good kale slurry. You know, it just kind of makes the old salivation glands go.
But then also vine crops, as you mentioned, tomatoes and peppers and things. And we're looking at a partnership not only with the company and Redwood Acres, but also local grocers, our family farms. And we're looking at wanting to try to fill a niche that not to compete with family farms, or other producers, but looking at those off-season products, where, as we hear, you know, they have to ship in some of these products from Mexico, Central America, South America at different times. And if we can fill that niche, provide some entrepreneurship opportunities for our youth, have some instruction related to the sciences and things that Gary mentioned, that's a nice series.
Kids might actually be signing up for botany now.
Yes.
I think they'd be signing up for botany. Yeah.
So,
as well as growing things very sensitive to the environment, because the research shows that you can produce a crop in a shorter period of time using 10% of the water that you would have for ground plants. And when we're talking about drought sensitivity, when we're talking about food production that's advanced and that can meet the needs, you know, where John was talking about some partnerships. I mean, we are talking about having our young people partner not only with the enterprises that John mentions, but also potentially providing some food bank support, some of the lettuces for our schools in terms of their salad bars.
The farm, you know, the sheriff used to have their farm, guys could have your farm.
Absolutely. But at the same time, you're talking about exposing kids to hands-on activities, potentially career direction opportunities that is very sophisticated, very advanced. You mentioned the technology. Yeah, a lot of those systems are going to be run with computer systems in terms of providing the nutrients and the water that flows through the rocks and that sort of thing that has to be monitored. The kids are going to learn all of that as part of this experience. So it
how,
has...
How sad it is. I still can't get out of my head, sorry guys, the transferable skill sets. Well, because I'm sure you're going to have grow lights. You're not going to have natural lights, you know, particularly here the last 3 or 4 months. It sounds like it's really cool stuff. Why is it so small, though? I mean, if you're going to be able to grow all of these, are you just going to have like 5 feet of this and 5 feet of that?
Well, we're not going to grow variety? All those crops. In fact, what we're going to be working with is our local grocers, as well as our the food bank and the schools and our nutrition department, because this is a partnership between our CTE and our nutrition education program to decide which of these crops and at what times of the year that they'll actually be produced.
CTE?
Yeah.
Career
Technical Ed.
Sorry about that.
Oh, there's an education. Well, you know,
we have all those acronyms.
Okay, now I got it.
Okay.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Gary and John.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Gary Eagles and John Sapper about a new program, new career tech that's going to be offered. Guys, is this hydroponics program, is this coming up this fall? Is it that immediate?
Yeah, we're wanting to move quickly on it and have it up and ready for the fall, and would love to have the structure up and the first of the summer.
So is this a chemistry? Is this an ag? Is this biology? What credit line does this fall under?
Actually, all of those academic areas, as well as the hands-on entrepreneurial areas for kids and that, all can be contained. That's one of the beauties of a program like this, is it is like applied academics, if you will, but also some career skills that folks can use and fill a local need in a local market. Great series of partnerships.
I would think that the folks in Arcata got to be jumping up and down doing cartwheels for a couple of reasons. One, showing what it can occur, you know, the efficiencies and the effectiveness of the program and all those things. But they're going to have a labor pool of kids coming out that are going to be so familiar with this thing. And maybe they don't get them for 2 years. Maybe they don't get them for 4 years. But they get them. As this thing starts taking off throughout the world, they're going to have somebody who knows what's going on and can help out these folks. I mean, it seems like it's one of those triple win situations.
Yeah, I think that that's true, Brian. And as they look at other places throughout the country and internationally for setting up these systems, if you will, if you have folks who are trained and knowing the operation, et cetera, they can move to those kind of levels. So who knows what the future is going to hold on this, but it's an exciting program here for our area with all of these folks working together.
What got you guys most intrigued with this? Because I would imagine that there are a number of businesses that have approached you over the years to have a program set up that you get, I don't think so. What made this one so appealing?
I think in looking at one, the need for the product locally is that in talking with several local grocers, they've commented that, gosh, you know, they look at Mexico, Central America, South America, and other areas for certain kinds of products at certain times of the year.
And well, look at your apples now coming out. You know, says chili right on them.
So the opportunity to maybe fill that need or that niche locally, engaging students in partnership with local businesses where they can learn those skills and that seemed like a win-win-win. So that was one of the exciting pieces.
Yeah, and I think it's a natural extension of our agriculture programs that we supported for years, our nutrition education programs. It just has so many tentacles off of this project that's what the excitement is. Because when you were talking about, well, what's the academic area? It touches so many. Plus, it's going to give kids the opportunity to see the future and to actually be able to participate in something that is going to be very commonplace 5, 10, 15 years from now, but it's still rather new here.
Information, Give You a Buzz, is on the website, that kind of stuff, if folks want to know a little bit more about this.
Well, it won't be on the website just yet because we're putting all the pieces together, but by
call
all
John.
Means, they can call John and get the backstory.
Thanks for coming by, guys. See you tomorrow morning.